Let's speak a little bit in Mitzvah Shem about the Parsha, about Chanukah, just an Indian Avodas Hashem as well, which comes from both Sugis and Mitzvah Shem. Let's begin with Rashi. You see on the top left, some very well-known Rashi's. Rashi tells us, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. So Rashi comments, Malachim Amish. It's actually Machlekes in the Medrash. Some say actual human beings were afraid to go to Esav. Rashi seems to side with the man de Omar, that the Malachim are Malachim Amish. A couple lines down, Rashi says, in Lavan Garti, we know the very well-known Pshat, Lavan Garti is Gematria Tayag Mitzvahs. Then in the house of Lavan, he tells Esav, I was able to succeed in keeping all Tayag Mitzvahs. So let us put this on the side for a moment. We'll come back to these Rashi's and Mishnah. What does Rashi mean, Malachim Amish? Why is that necessary? And Bechal, of course, the question that all the Mefarshim are bothered by, how in the world is Yaakov able to be Mekayim Tag Mitzvahs in the house of Lavan, and why is this such a threat? Why was this such an important piece of information? And what's the significance of the Kayach of Tag Mitzvahs, especially in this point in time? So let's turn our attention to the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos to the right, Rashi. Be associated with this in Mitzvah Shem. Benazai says, Haviratz la mitzvah kala kevah chamura. To run to a mitzvah kala like a mitzvah chamura, ubariach min ha'aveira. We're all familiar with this. Shemitzvah gareres mitzvah, va'aveira gareres aveira. Sheschar mitzvah mitzvah, uschar aveira aveira. Now there's a few things in this Mishnah to highlight. The first one, what's this idea of heavy rats? That a person should be a runner. He should run to a mitzvah kala, like a chamura. And if he walks, he should be a runner to a mitzvah. And to emphasize, to a kala, like a chamura. And secondly, the idea that mitzvah is gareres mitzvah, what is the mechanism exactly what one mitzvah should bring to another mitzvah? And thirdly, why is the schar of a mitzvah? What's pshat in that? Especially if you understand that which Chazal say elsewhere, schar mitzvah b'haya malaka, that there is no schar mitzvah in this world, so all of a sudden there's a schar mitzvah, the schar mitzvah is the mitzvah? So how do we ask these things? I don't know if we're going to see all the ma'amakomos inside, but we may reference them, and you can look them over yourselves, perhaps. In the sugya of mitzvahs, when it comes to doing mitzvahs, and bechlal in avodas Hashem, there's a cloud, there's a pnimius, and there's a chitzonius. There's an outer layer, and there's an inner layer. Like we find by Matan Torah, achas dibur elakim, Shtaim zu shamati, the pasuk says. Sometimes when Hashem speaks one, wherever He speaks one, He really means two things. And the same thing is true with every single mitzvah. That it has a layer. It has a layer of chitzonius, and it has a layer of pnimius. When we take a look at each mitzvah in a vacuum, it would seem to us that the mitzvahs are not related to each other whatsoever. For example, what relationship is there between tefillin and tzitzis? Okay, so we put on tzitzis and then we put on a tefillin. But is there really a kesher between tefillin and tzitzis? Or for example, shatnes and makeh and l'seichul al adam. Each mitzvah clearly has a unique personality and doesn't necessarily look like all the other ones as if it fits into the family of mitzvahs. You don't see anything about a mitzvah which allows you to recognize its place in the Torah. So mitzad echad, every single mitzvah is mufrad and separate from the next mitzvah. However, in pnimius, when we get into the kishkas of the mitzvahs, really every single mitzvah has a tzad hashava to it. And that's the fact that every single mitzvah is the Ratzon Hashem. That it's the same Hashem who wants you should put on tefillin, is the same Hashem who wants you to keep Shabbos. And if you want to know why he wants you to do these things, the answer is, that's what the Ratzon Hashem is. So if you take a look at this Beis Halevi here, and he's going on this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayishlach, and he brings out this point. He says, and he's working with a different idea, he says, with this we can understand the concept of Schar Aveira Aveira, and the Schar Mitzvah is a Mitzvah. He says that the Onish, which is Magia to an Adam, for the Aveira which he does, is an Aveira B'Sfinei Atzma, is an Aveira in and of itself. Not only is one violating the actual Aveira, which Hashem tells him not to do, but the Aveira itself is also an Aveira. Why? The Achish Shiratzon HaBori LeHeitz of Yisrael, but since Hashem wants to do good for Klal Yisrael, and he's going b'maisav, and he causes that Hashem should bring punishment, chas v'shalom, nimsa magila onish avar ha'onish. So you really receive double. As the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Yisar tani va'oyser davor ha'yisrim higilo oid yisurim. Yisar tani va'oyser. As it says again, ki nitzah avayna ki lakha miyan Hashem, ki flay v'chol chatasa. It's a double whack. And he says the same thing is true, the opposite. When it comes to mitzvahs, we say schar mitzvah mitzvah, because the gemul hatoiv shemagila adam avur ma'isav hatoivim, because the schar that a person gets for good deeds hu mitzvah b'fnei atzmai ya'an ki hu retzoinu yisporach lehetiv lo mekabel azeh schar b'fnei atzmai. So the Beis Halevi is highlighting that really every mitzvah has a double dimension. There's the mitzvah itself, and in that sense, the segula which every single mitzvah has independent of each other. But yet, deeper than that, every mitzvah is related one to the next because every mitzvah is Ratzon Hashem. So with that, he explains schar mitzvah mitzvah. That when a person does a mitzvah, he really gets two mitzvahs for it. He gets one mitzvah because he was mekayim, the mitzvah of tefillin, the mitzvah of tzitzis, the mitzvah of mezuzah. Yet he gets another mitzvah because this is the Ratzon Hashem. And by the mere fact that you're Mekayim the Ratzon Hashem, that's also a mitzvah. So hence, schar mitzvah mitzvah. Really, every mitzvah is a double mitzvah and deserves a double schar. Now, taking this concept a little bit deeper, when you come into the Cheder of the Baal Shem, they really open up with this mitzvah and this concept of schar mitzvah mitzvah. Very beautiful ways in Avodas Hashem. It would seem that this concept of Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah, like the Beis Halevi brings out, is that when a person does a mitzvah, so he gets a double schar. And both of those schars await him in the world to come. Kedushas Levi here, and V'haya Ekev Tishmun, he writes, "D'haklal hu, d'be'emes ma'asha kodesh baruch hu noisin schar b'ad ha-mitzvah." That which HaKadosh Baruch Hu reserves schar for every Jew for a mitzvah, this is what he calls ha-pachot b'shebetanugim. This is not really the ultimate. V'ha-tainu ka'ikr v'ha-schar hu ha-mitzvah guf. The real schar for the mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. Masha adam oisenach hasruach liyartzai va'osa ritzonu mekai mitzvahsai. That pleasure that a person has in doing Ratzon Hashem is an even sweeter pleasure than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to offer in the next world. As it says, Shteitin Tana, Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. De Guf Eshol Mitzvah, Hu HaTainik B'HaSchar Bat HaMitzvah. The pleasure of doing mitzvahs. And we know about the Kedushas Levi, the tremendous pleasure which we know about him that he had in mitzvahs. U'mash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meshalim HaSchar L'Olam Haba, and that which there is Schar L'Olam Haba, again, that's called Pachos Shebetanugim. Don't get so excited about that. Aval Iker HaTainik is the Mitzvah Gufah. Now what the Kedushas Levi is bringing out based on the concept which we just spoke about before is now that we understand that every mitzvah has a double layer, that there is the mitzvah on the surface as an individual, but yet every single mitzvah is Ratzon Hashem. So this will make for a very big difference in helping us understand the kasha which we began with, schar mitzvah b'hayam malaka. What's going on over here? Is there a schar in this world or is there not a schar in this world? Zot the Beis HaLevi, yes. Says the Kedushas Levi, yes. But in two different forms. What the Kedushas Levi is bringing out is that when a Jew does a mitzvah And each mitzvah has its own personality and it has its own skula. And the reward which you deserve for that is reserved for you in the next world. But every single mitzvah, by the mere fact that it's Ratzon Hashem, gives you schar in this world. The fact that you're doing Ratzon Hashem, that you're giving Hashem tainug. But more importantly, and this is the Ikar Nekuda, that when a Jew connects his Ratzon to the Ratzon Hashem, he becomes godly, because the Ratzon is the essence of who every person is. And this is mamash, a very big sugya in Chassidus. What the Baal HaTanya famously brings out on the Mishnah later on in this Perek Navas, of Yafasha Achas, of Tshuva Maisim Tavim Mother Mazeb, Kol Chayo Lam Abba. How could that be? So the Baal HaTanya says that what's happening in the next world is called Ziv HaShechina. But more importantly, in this world, when a Jew does the Ratzon Hashem and he becomes a godly person. That schar of becoming godly is greater than anything Hashem can give you outside of Himself, Kivyachal. So schar mitzvah mitzvah, says the Kedushas Levi, is that if you really want to know how a Jew should serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of course, not al menas lekabel pras. We already know that from early in Pirkei Avos. But what we're saying now is that when you delve into the penis of every single mitzvah, there's a schar which is awaiting a person at every single moment. The fact that he's mekayim the ratzon Hashem with his ratzon, he transforms himself, and that tainik is greater than any tainik Kadosh Baruch Hu can give you. That this world, and that's why many tzaddikim, when they left this world, they never wanted to leave. Every tzaddik wants to stay in this world. Like the Mishnah says, Val karchacha tanoilad, or Val karchacha tameis. That goes for Rishoyim and for tzaddikim. That even a tzaddik wants to stay in this world. Because it's in this world where he reveals his godliness. That he's able to make choices, which is makasha his ratzon to the ratzon Hashem. He doesn't look at every single mitzvah as being separate one from the next. He sees every single mitzvah as being an opportunity to be makasha my ratzon to the ratzon Hashem. And that schar, that pleasure in this world, is greater than anything in the next world. Now, understanding this idea that we have two dimensions when it comes to mitzvahs. There's the outer dimension and there's the inner dimension. Mitzvah, the outer dimension, we can see every single mitzvah as being separate for sure. But in the pnimius, every single mitzvah is makusha one to the next. So this brings us to the Maral on this mitzvah. On this Mishnah. And he goes on explaining that which we say here, mitzvah is gereres mitzvah. He writes that the mitzvahs are tarjag. That's all dover echad. And he explains that which we say in Mishlei, ki ner mitzvah b'sarar. Klar me'al tachshav ki ha-mitzvah ha'achas ki ner echad. Don't think that each mitzvah is a single ner. And the Torah, which is koyel tarjag mitzvahs, are all many different neres. Aval ina dover kein. Ki ha-mitzvah is a ner echad. But the Torah Sheba, which is the culmination of Tayyag Mitzvahs, are neres harbi mechulakais, shekon ner v'netim letzmai, aval ha-Torah sheyesh b'kol ha-mitzvahs hi or echad. That although every single ner may be separate, but mitzad Torah, it's an or echad that brings all the neres together to make an or echad gadol she-ha-Torah hi-achas. As we explained elsewhere, hi-ha-Torah hi-achas, so the Torah is one, and he brings out from the word Torah, like the Gemara says, I think we just had in Daf Yomi, I believe, that the gematria of Torah is Tafesh Yud Aleph, and Anoich Hashem Alekech Eliyelecha were given me Pi Agvura. So together, that's Tayag Mitzvahs. So even the word Torah, in its gematria, suggests that it's really one. Ki Torah Achas Mekushrayim Kol Mitzvot Hashem Muska Alecha Legamrei V'Dover Zebar. There's no mistake about this. Torah is one chetzvah, and every mitzvah comes together because although each mitzvah is a ner, the Or of Torah brings it all together, and the Torah is one. And mitzad that, says the Maral, that mitzvah is gereres mitzvah because, in a deeper way, the entire Torah is connected. And of course, the pshat in the Maral is, like we said before, that the idea is that there's what's called the mitzvah and there's what's called the Torah, which is the Or. That the mitzvah itself is a ner, is a singular ner, and mitzad that every single ner is unique. Mitzad what he calls Torah, which is the or of Torah, which based on our previous understanding means that there's a yichud which is miyachid, by the mere fact that every single mitzvah is Ratzon Hashem, all the mitzvahs come together, and they're a chefza achas. And that's the idea why one mitzvah is greater than another mitzvah, like the Mishnah says, that a mitzvah is greater than another mitzvah, because really in the pnimius, every single thing is one. So what we have now, going back to our Mishnah, we have Ben Azai who tells us that a person should be Ratz L'mitzvah Kala like a Bachamura. He should run even to a mitzvah Kala like a Chamura, because mitzvah is Gereres mitzvah, and Schar mitzvah is mitzvah. So really, the understanding is based on one Yesod, and the two things are exactly the same. By the mere fact that every single mitzvah is Ratzon Hashem, all the mitzvahs are connected to each other, and therefore mitzvah Gereres mitzvah. And because that nekuda, that every mitzvah is Ratzon Hashem, like the Kedusha Zalivi brings out, and when you do a mitzvah, you're mekasha your Ratzon to the Ratzon Hashem. And that tainug is the greatest tainug. So Mamela, that's why Schar Mitzvah is mitzvah also. But it takes a perspective to begin with, that we have to look past the shitchias of every mitzvah, that every mitzvah is to itself. And to come into the pnimis of every mitzvah and say, hey, wait a second, every single mitzvah is really just Ratzon Hashem. This is Ratzon Hashem, this is Ratzon Hashem, and they're all one. And that's the nekuda which brings this mitzvah, this Mishnah together. And the same thing is true when it comes to every single Jew. Of course, every single Jew comes from a different Shairish Neshama, and we speak a lot about the fact that every single person needs to find his own derech and avodas Hashem, and his own means of parnasva, and how to fulfill every single tafkid in his life. But if a person just goes with that, and he doesn't delve into the pnimius of every single Jew, that hey, every single Jew is really the same one piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what brings us all together. In that vein, we really see that Torah and Klal Yisrael is mamish the same. There's a remnant to this too. We say that the Yud Gimel Midah is Shatara Nidreshes Bohen. The first two are Kal V'Chomer and Gzeir Shava. The idea of Kal V'Chomer and Gzeir Shava in Pnimius, but Derech Remes, means as follows. That when you look at the Torah from a Chitzonius perspective, that every single mitzvah is to itself, then what you see in Torah is Kalos and Chamuras. Then you judge every single mitzvah by its cover. You want to know, what's the personality of this mitzvah? Oh, let's see what the Torah says about it. Kibud Av V'Aim gives you long life? Great, that's a really good mitzvah. Right? Korban Pesach is Chayav Karis? Right? You really want to keep that mitzvah. So mitzad each mitzvah, by itself, there's Kalos and Chamuras in Torah. But mitzad the pnimis of every mitzvah, that every mitzvah just Ratzon Hashem. What's meant? There's a Kal and Chamura. Every single mitzvah is Ratzon Hashem. So that's why the very first Midah Shatana Shavahen, the first thing that a person encounters when he comes to understand Torah is that there's Kalos and Chamuras in Torah. But when you go a little bit deeper, and this is what Ben Azai is trying to bring out of us, you see that there's not Kal V'Chomers, there's Gzeirah Shavas. Gzeirah Shavah means that everything is the same. Everything is a Gzeirah from Hashem. And mitzad the fact that everything is a Gzeirah, everything is Shavah. And mitzad that's why he says, Havi Rat L'mitzah Kalos Kabah Chamura. Don't just run to the Chamuras. Even the Kalos Ratzon Hashem. Because they're all Gzeirah Shavas. And so Shavah is also Gematria Havi Rat. 311. Same Gematria. That mitzad the fact that every mitzvah is Shavah Zelazeh, you're going to run to every mitzvah. On the bottom, there's a Mayim Makom from the Das Kenim. This is not the classic Das Kenim Bali HaTosfos. This is quoted in Iturei Torah. The Pasuk says in the Parsha that Esav says to Yaakov, Milcha kol ha-machane asher pagashti you. What is all this? Who are all these people? V'yayim alim tzachim b'ni adini. And then Yaakov says something very cryptic. It's all just to find chen in your eyes. What does that mean? So he quotes here Perish Gadol Echad that Esau was asking Yaakov. He says, wait a second. He says, you and I, didn't we make a fair split between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba? So what's all this Olam Hazeh that you have over here? Milcha kol ha-machaneh. This wasn't due to you. We split things evenly. How did you get all this Olam Hazeh? So Yaakov answers him, Ki zehu limseichem b'ni adini. He says, Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what type of an answer is that, Kilim Selchem Ben Adini, to this question? The answer is that when a person looks at the mitzvahs, in chitzonius, like this kalos and chamuris, then of course there is no schar in this world. Schar alma, schar mitzvah ha'amalaka. But mitzad the fact that every single mitzvah has a schar in this world, because schar mitzvah is mitzvah, then on top of the pleasure which we spoke about before in Kedushas Levi, that really the mitzvah itself is the greatest pleasure. On top of that, that when a person grows, and as he consistently is mekayim the Ratzon Hashem, and his Ratzon is becoming more and more the Ratzon Hashem, and he's becoming more godly, suddenly, not only do you have Olam Haba in this world, but you also have Olam Hazeh in this world. And the idea is that once you become godly, and you become the purpose of creation, of which the whole world serves you, like the Mesilas Yesharim says, the reason why you get everything in this world is because you need everything in this world to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you need a lot of things to serve Hashem. You need tefillin to serve Hashem. That costs money. Where are you going to get that from? Oh, Hashem says, you see that a person is in this world to mekayim the purpose of this world, that a person should become godly, he should become Kaddish. So everything in this world is running to you. Everything in this world wants to be with you. But Esav doesn't have this perspective, and this is his kasha on Yaakov. I don't get it. He says, didn't we divide this world between Elam Hazan and Elam Abba? How did you get everything in this world? Schar mitzvah amaleka. Because if you're an Esav, and you're looking at mitzvah superficially, which is the Esav was, he was an Ish Sadeh, not like Yaakov, who was an Ish Yoshev Ayelim, that he saw everything in Pnimius. So to Esav, everything is about Kalas and Chamuras. Which is why Esav says, what's going on with this life? I'm not going to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, it's too risky to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. There's just death everywhere. So one person can look at the Beis HaMikdash as a place of death. Other people can look at the Beis HaMikdash as a place of Chaim. Why is it a place of death? Because if you make one wrong move, then everybody's dying left and right. That's Esav's perspective. Everything is about what's going to be for me. Is it going to be good for me? Is it not going to be good for me? So from that perspective, you're right. What's going on in this world? Why do you have all this? But to Yaakov is an Ish Pnimi, and he says, I don't look at mitzvahs about kalos and chamuris. I'm here to do the Ratzon Hashem. And when you do the Ratzon Hashem and you become Hashemli, and you make your Ratzon the Ratzon Hashem, then suddenly this whole world wants to serve you. This whole world was made for you. B'shvili nevar olam. It's not called schar in this world that Olam Hazeh wants you. That's not called schar for your mitzvahs. That's called that the world wants to serve you. He wants to be with you. Every single thing in this world wants to be with the tzaddik. But that's the shakl of a tie between Esav and Yaakov, because Yaakov was a person who was an ish pnimi, that he looked at every single mitzvah as a way of elevating himself to do Ratzon Hashem and making himself more godly. And Chazal, they testify that about Yaakov. The Gemara in Megillah says, Yaakov karo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu karo Yaakov kel, vayikra lo el Elohei Yisrael. Yaakov is called kel. He became godly. That the whole world is Bishvil Yaakov. That he was Malah his Ratzon to do the Ratzon Hashem. So when that happens, Lim Sei Chain Ben Yadin, that's not called Schar. That's called finding Chain in the eyes of Hashem. That's not called Schar. This means that Hashem really likes you. Because you're fulfilling the purpose of creation. So yeah, Lim Sei Chain Ben Yadin, that's how I have all this. It's not about Schar. We divided things equally, you're right. But this is what's due to me because I find Chain in the eyes of Hashem. Because I'm Chaim Mitzvahs Mitzad Gzeir Shav of the Mitzvahs, not Mitzad the Kal V'Chomers of the Mitzvahs. One of the also very shver kashas, which we forgot to mention, is that how can we never see the idea that mitzvah is goyeres mitzvah? What happened to, let's say we come to shul every single morning, we daven, we do many mitzvahs in the morning. We almost make 100 brachas in shachris alone. And we do shachris, and we do tefillin, and we do tzitzis, and we do many, many mitzvahs. And then we come out of shul, and mitzvahs running after us left and right. Everywhere we go, we can't help but do mitzvahs. Mitzvah goyeres mitzvah, mitzvah goyeres mitzvah. That's not like that. So if you take a look at Rav Yitzchak from Radvil, this is a very sweet Mayim Makom. He was the son of the Zlotsh of Ramagid. Very hidden tzaddik. He never took up a rabbanus. Very big tzaddik. He says over here, to be medactic, not which Ben Azai says, heavy rots, mitzvah goyeres mitzvah. He says, v'anachnu roim shekol ish bekumu b'shnasai. Every person gets up from bed. He does mitzvahs many times. Tzitzis and brachas and he davens. And the whole day he's batel. He doesn't do any mitzvahs anymore. Adrabah. People run off to do not such good things. We see a lot of Aver Gaveris Aver, but worse than Mitzvah Gaveris Mitzvah, he says. He's Aval Emes Hukain. If a Jew would do it properly, like he would do, let's say, to eat a good hamburger, and he really put his all into the mitzvah. Mitzvah is what we're speaking about when we say mitzvah is gavuras mitzvah lasas b'chaleis. Aber be'emes afilu kishoyda ad mitzvah hu b'li shum cheshek v'ratzam ad vegas. But if a person does it without the cheshek, l'zeinu b'chaleis hamitzvah li'as gavuras shiasa oid mitzvah. That's not going to bring you to another mitzvah. But the averis which we do them with such a chias. Oh, the averis they bring to other averis. He says. And this is what he says is called the Avodah Amitis, that Ben Nasa is Megalithus, when he says, Heavy Rots L'mitzvah. Getting back to why Heavy Rots L'mitzvah. She'yilach al kopanim ze ha-tainug ve-ha-tshuka. You only run to things which you really like. That you do the Amitzvahs b'shove. K'may ze ha-tainug she'ishtacha b'dvayim ha-reshusim. Then it's v'ad de-gareris mitzvah. And then what happens is that all the taivas become bottle. And Hashem opens up your eyes, k'iner mitzvah v'toror. This is exactly the point he's bringing out. If every mitzvah is just about kalas and chamur, there's no hislavas in the mitzvah. Every mitzvah is just about what's going to be in the next world for me. But what does that have to do with hislavas now? But if a person knows that every mitzvah is an opportunity mitzvah, the primus in the mitzvah, like the Kedusha Slavi brings out, that this is the real tanugim, this is the real pleasure, then that's called heavy rutz. The word rutz is from the word ratzon. That if your ratzon is in the mitzvah, then you will be rutz from mitzvah the mitzvah. And what's chaser? He says, this is the pshat. We don't find Mrs. Gares mitzvah because we're lacking the introduction to the mitzvah, which is called Omer ben Azai, heavy rutz le mitzvah. Oh, if you're a rutz to a mitzvah, then yes, Mrs. Gares mitzvah. But where's that hislavos? It's that hislavos, which is the ner, which is the or, which is the fire in the mitzvah, which brings us to be mekayim one mitzvah to the next. And really, this is the secret of Hanukkah, by the way. This is what Chanukah is all about. As the Kedushas Levi in Parshas Emor brings out, that he says, Mesechus Shabbos, we know, Ner Chanukah, Beis Shammai says, we're Poiches V'Hoylech, we start off with 8 candles and we go down to 1. Beis Hillel says, no, we start off with 1, we're Moisef V'Hoylech. Says the Kedushas Levi, Lefi Shebechol Yoyim Yachesim Mei Chanukah, Kashem Kai Mitzvah, Mitzvah is Goreris Mitzvah, he says. That's Pshat Moisef V'Hoylech. And then you're Mistabik with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, with your Avos Hashem. And when you do every mitzvah, every new ner is another opportunity for dveikus. And the reason why you're moistav ha'olich is because the klal of mitzvah gereres mitzvah. And that's the Kedushas Levi Lishita also. That the whole essence of Chanukah is that when you look at a mitzvah as ner mitzvah v'tzorah or, then it's only natural that if you light one candle today, not just the pshat that Hashem says light one candle today, light another one tomorrow. It's that if you light one candle, then tomorrow you're going to light two because mitzvah is gereres mitzvah. And when you get to 8, 8 is already Ein Sof, and you go on forever and ever that way. But again, it's from the perspective of Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. And that's really what Chanukah is all about. Chanukah brings out the pnimius of every single mitzvah. Chanukah means that when you take a look at the Ner Chanukah, don't just look at Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is, like we said in the Yidgim Amidos, it's Yoytzei Min HaKlal, Loi L'Lamad Al Atzmo Yatzah, El HaKlal Kol Yatzah, telling you about all mitzvahs, that every mitzvah is really a Ner. And every Ner is shaykh to that or, like we said before. And that's exactly why the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is as it is. It's coming to tell you, every single mitzvah is a Ner mitzvah of a Torah or. And when you have that perspective, which is the primus perspective of Torah mitzvahs, then memela mitzvah gereres mitzvah, which is why it was fashioned in that way. Moisef ha'olech, mitzvah gereres mitzvah, because the whole chetzah of Ner mitzvah is one of Ner mitzvah of a Torah or. And that's exactly why you'll notice that I underlined, both in the Maral and Rabbi Yitzchak, that they both quote the pasuk of Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. That they both bring out the concept that really every mitzvah is Mekusha Zelazeh from the idea of this pasuk, which is exactly the pasuk, which is everything is about Chanukah's Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. This is the Chanukah, this is like the banner of Chanukah, Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. Because this is the perspective which brings one mitzvah to the next, which is what Moisef Ha'olech is all about. When we come back for a moment to Yaakov and to Esav, that Esav and Yaakov represents not just Tzaddik versus Rasha, it represents two different perspectives of Avodas Hashem. one in Chitzonius, which is Kalos v'Chamuris, which is Esav. This is all just about death. Am I going to live or am I going to die? Versus Yaakov, who's the Yoshev Olam, that he understands the penis of every mitzvah. We can understand a few other things about them. The Yaakov and Esav, when they came out of the womb, they came out running. They were both running very good. They were strong runners. It says that Yaakov was running to the base of Medrash, and Esav was running to the base of Avodah Zarah. But they're both in the geder of heavy ruts. Yaakov's a runner, he's by Yisrael Tzitzu, and so is Esav. So Esav slows down a little bit. He says, he's not so excited anymore about the life of Avodah Hashem. So he's not running to Avodah Hashem anymore, that's for sure. He's a hoylich, and at best he's a hoylich. But he's still running to Avodah. But Yaakov, his whole life, he's running strong. The Gemara says about Am Yisrael Yaakov that they're Ratsu Lefana Kesusim, the Gemara says. Hashem says about the Avos, that they ran in front of me like horses. The whole life of the Avos they were running. They were Bechlal heavy ruts. And when Esav has his encounter with Yaakov, and the Malachim meet with each other, Vayivasu Yaakov Levadai, says Esav doesn't like this whole idea of Yaakov, this whole running business. So what does he do? Where does he hit him? Gidanasha. Why Dafka the Gidanasha? Because the Gidanasha is the place which allows a person to run. Esav says, I don't like this running in Avodas Hashem. What's going on over here? There's no running in Avodas Hashem. So he hits him in the thigh, and that's supposed to slow down Yaakov. Slow him down. Shouldn't be such a runner. That the Yitzhak Hara is very intimidated by big runners in Avodas Hashem. That they have the primious understanding of a mitzvah, of having ruts. Don't look at the chitzonius, kalas and chamurias, look at the primious and how to be a runner in Avodas Hashem. And here when Yaakov has this confrontation with Esav, and he sends a message to Esav saying, "Im lovan garti v'tayg mitzvah shamarti." And we said before, where do you get this tayg mitzvah shamarti? How do you come to do all tayg mitzvahs? So apparently he learned it in the house of Lovan. So what's the pshat? Like we said from Rabbi Yitzchak, that really, where do you learn out how to be such a fast runner in Avodas Hashem? Because you take a look at the way that the Rishayim run to do Averis. If you take a look at the Zera Kodesh on this week's parasha, he has a beautiful mimer about this. Mi'ayivai sechakmeni, David HaMelech says that I learned from my enemies how to serve Hashem. Learned from your enemies how to serve Hashem? But yeah, if you see the way that they run, that the Schar Aveir is an Aveir for a Rasha, so from there you can learn how a Schar Mitzvah is a Mitzvah. And that's what Yaakov says to Esav. In Lavan Garti, I lived with Lavan. And because I lived with Lavan, I know how to run in Avodas Hashem. V'tayag mitzvah shamarti. And because I learned how to be a rutz in Avodas Hashem, memela schar mitzvah is a mitzvah. And all the mitzvahs are connected, and memela I was able to accumulate tayag mitzvahs. But it all revolves around the same nekuda. That if a person comes to that place of heavy rutz, and he may need to learn it from a rasha, but Yaakov saw the Hashkachan coming down to the house of Lavan, that he was able to machazik more and more this Indian of heavy ratz advar mitzvah, because he saw the way that a rasha is ratz advar aveira. So mameila, from that very same place, a person can come to mekayim al tayag mitzvahs, because the schar of a mitzvah is a mitzvah, and a mitzvah is gereres mitzvah. That's perhaps the remez why Rashi says, Vayishach Yaakov malachim, he says, malachim mamish, mamish is Rashi Tevos, schar, mitzvah, mitzvah. That these malachim were the malachim which were created from his mitzvahs. That's what the mafarshim say. We know that every mitzvah creates a malach. So he was sending all these mitzvahs to Esav. And he says, you want to know how I have so many mitzvahs? Tying mitzvah shamarti? Because I understand the concept of schar mitzvah mitzvah. That's malachim mamish. Malachim from the mitzvahs. Which are from where? Schar mitzvah mitzvah.
Mitzvah creates the malach?
Yeah. That's right. This is actually pshat in the pasuk in Ekev. V'haya Ekev Tishmun. As you see on top, the Kedushas Levi says, V'shamar Hashem Elokei Lecha Zamitzvah Zachesed. There's a lot of schar. Whoa. Schar mitzvah Amaleka. But what does Rashi say on V'haya Ekev Tishmun? Anybody? Mitzvahs kalis she'adam dosh ba'kevav. The little mitzvahs. So what does that have to do with anything? The Teretz is like that. If you're a rutz le mitzvah kala, ki bachamura, then you have the secret ingredient of schar mitzvah mitzvah. And that's why you have schar in this world. It's not called the schar. It's just called v'shama l'cha Hashem es ha-chesed. He's going to give you chesed in this world. That's not called schar mitzvah. It just means that if you embrace every mitzvah and you don't differentiate between a kal and a chamur because you're mistabik to the nekudas ha-mitzvah, which is ratzon Hashem, then memela, yeah, you're going to get a lot in this world. But it begins with the mitzvah skalas. That's the koyach of the gzeir shavah, which is the pnimius perspective of mitzvahs. We'll just end with one last nekuda. It's very interesting that Ben Azai is the Baal Maimer here. You know, every single Mishnah, like the Mefarshim say, Hu Hoya Aimer, that it wasn't just that he met an Aimer. It means that he depicted exactly what he spoke about. So what do we know about Ben Azai that can shed light on why he's the Baal Maimer of this Mishnah? A few things we know about Ben Azai. We know, most famously, the Gemara in Devamos tells us that Ben Azai was a person who, he said about himself, Nafshi Chashka B'Torah. That he makes a statement, the Gemara says, that a person who doesn't kind of mitzvah purvu, he's terrible things in this world. They say to him, what are you talking about? He says, you have to be a Nardash Nar Makayim. You never got married. He says, what am I supposed to do? Nafshi Chashka B'Torah. It's still a good mitzvah. I can't do it. So the Igud Kala says, Bnei Sosra and Pasha Sisra, he says, why wasn't he able to do it? He says, because if a person has such a dveikus with Torah mitzvahs, he says he loses any cheshek whatsoever for this world. He says he can look at Taivas Elam Azeh, and he can mamish feel nothing, like nothing. And he goes on to explain, he says, that's why by Matan Torah, Hashem said to Bnei Yisrael, it's Al Tigshu El Isha, that when you come to that place of Matan Torah, that the words of Torah are so sweet, Al Tikshu Al Isha doesn't just mean that Hashem is saying you have to abstain. It just means to say that no shaykhis. That a person doesn't look at a woman, and a person should never, as an article of pleasure in any way. He just sees that this is a person. Like the Gemara says about Rabbi Yochanan, that he was able to sit by the bathhouse, by the mikveh, and he says, they're all geese in my eyes. But he came to a place that he mamash had no cheshik. It was kemat impossible for him to do the mitzvah of Puru. What's ironic is that he's the one who says, I shouldn't say it's ironic, it's really pshat. Chazal say in the Sefra that we know that Rabbi Kiva is the one who says, V'yahafta d'recha kamecha ze klal godo b'torah. But he's just one man the Amr there. Ben Azai is the one who says, Ze Sefer told us ha'adam. That pasuk in Torah is really the ze klal godo b'torah. And it's really the Shita also. Because we find the concept that if a person learns Torah, he can be mekayim the mitzvah of puravu through learning Torah. Like we say in the beginning of Parashas Noach, it says, Eila told us Noach, Noach is tzaddik. Zok Rashi b'shem Chazal. The Ikra told the same Shel Tzaddikim. The real told us of a tzaddik is the Torah mitzvah which he does. And they say that about the Aruchem HaKadosh, by the way. Aruchem HaKadosh had no children. So they say about him and other tzaddikim that he took his koyach of chiddush, he took his koyach of puravu, and he put it into his Torah. And he was so maxed out from putting all of his puravu into Torah mitzvahs that he had nothing left in this world. It's about other tzaddikim as well. That there's a way of being mekayim puravu through the Torah mitzvahs which you do. Like we learned by Noach. And that's why he says, Ze Sefer told us ha'adam. The Sefer which you write, the Chidush Torah which you produce, this is called your toldos. And he was yotze the mitzvah. L'shitaso. With that being said, here you have Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, he just spent 14 years learning Torah in the Beis Medrash Hashem Ve'Eber. If that's not Nafshi Chashka B'Torah, I don't know what is. He didn't sleep, and perhaps he didn't even daven. He was Tarasul Nuso, and that's why this davening, which he davened after that, by Yifka B'Mokom, he was Machadish, he literally, earth-shattering tefillah, he was Machadish with that, Tefillas Ma'ariv. Now it makes sense. Maybe he didn't daven 14 years. You can imagine such a tefillah in the Mokom HaMikdash. But we know, and if you take a look at this Ma'ar Malkum, there's one here from the Medrash Tanchum, it says, Ein lecha ben adam shenisyageh b'tayra k'avinu Yaakov. There was not a greater omel in Torah in the history of the Jewish people than Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is the omel ha-Torah. Imagine 14 years. Right? That's heavy ruts. He was definitely a big runner, v'yisraetzitzu. But what was he being ruts to? He's being ruts to Torah. He was a ben Azai. He was a nafshi chashka b'tayra. But now he has to go out into the world and he has to do lots of mitzvahs. And the reason why he has to do that is because taking the brachos of Esav means that he took away the tafkid of Esav. And Esav is an Ishsada. Esav is a person who does mitzvahs. He's out there. And Yaakov now has a lot of mitzvahs to do. He has to go find a wife. He has lots of things to do. But what is he going to do? Nafshi chashka b'tayra. So he comes to that place and Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm setting down the sun so that you're going to daven. And I'm going to show you a vision in that davening. And what does he show him? He shows him a sula mutzav atzav v'reshim agiyah shemayma. And what's the purpose of that vision? What's he trying to show him with that? And then he says to him, Yaakov wakes up from that dream and he says, okay, if you give me things of Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world, I'll give you Meiser. What does that have to do with the dream? But the teretz is if you take a look at this Klali HaMitzvah, this Ma'ar Makom, from Rabbi Yosef Giktilia, who's the author of the Shari Oira, Spanish Makubal from many hundreds of years ago, he writes in the discussion of Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah, Mitzvah Gareris Mitzvah, he writes, Kol HaMitzvahs him kidimyan shashalas hasulam. Bein mitzvah sasei, bein mitzvah slay sasei. Vim osa oda mitzvah achas, oisa mitzvah moshachto, yume yasharto, molichasol the mitzvah acheres. That we can make a mashal out of the idea of mitzvah, gareres mitzvah, from a sulam. That one rung brings to another rung. He says that that's really the nekuda, based on this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Yaakov Avinu in the dream. He says, you left the base medrash in Be'ever, and now you're in danger of nafshi chashka b'tayra. But you can't. You have a mission to fulfill. You need to bring 12 Shvatim into this world. You can't be a Ben Azai. You need to produce mamish in this world. You have lots of mitzvahs to do. So Hashem says, really, you have to understand that all mitzvahs are sulams. And that's why he shows in the sulam. That there's lots of malachim which are produced on the sulam. And you're going to need a lot of mitzvahs. And when you see Torah mitzvahs as a sulam, as a premius, as a way of not just doing Torah because Torah is a mitzvah, which is the mitzvah of Torah, and there's a mitzvah of tefillin, and there's a mitzvah of mezuzah. But like Hashem says, Hini anoichi imach, you have to take me with you in every mitzvah. You have to do the Ratzon Hashem in every single mitzvah. If that's the case, then Torah mitzvahs are a sulam, and one mitzvah will bring you to the next mitzvah. And that's why when he comes out of this slumber, he says, what am I going to do? I'm going to do Meiser. I'm giving Meiser. Because if you give me lots of things, I'll give you Meiser. And Meiser is just a little bit. It's not a lot. It's a mitzvah kala. But even though it's a mitzvah kala, if you're a rut to a mitzvah kala, eventually you'll come to, even the chamur is a mitzvah, so you'll come to do all the mitzvahs. And that's what you find. But at the end of the day, when he emerges and he faces Esav, he went to the house of Lavan, tayag mitzvah shemati. Even though I may have been in danger already of nafshi chashka v'tara like Ben Azai, but now that I see the sulam, and I was makabal upon myself the mitzvah of Meiser, meila, the kala will bring me to the chamur, because at their roots, every mitzvah is a sulam, every single mitzvah is an Er Mitzvah Torah Or. And he succeeded in that. And that's why the Baal Meir Mezben Azai. The Baal Meir Mezben Azai, because this person of Nafshi Choshka B'Torah is coming to teach you that if you see Torah Mitzvahs from the viewpoint of Havikala Kabachamura, from the Pnimi's perspective, then you won't just be stuck there. It'll bring you to every single Mitzvah in Torah. We'll just end with this Maisa. That the Imre Yosef from Spinka, he said he once was sitting amongst his Talmidim, and it was after lighting Neres Chanukah, and he said to them, you should know that when I was a youngster, he said, I remember once that I had finished davening Ma'ariv, and it was time to light the first candle of Neres Chanukah, and he said, I was looking forward so much to the kind of mitzvah of Neres Chanukah, that my Ma'ariv, such a geshmak of Ma'ariv, he says, I was walking home, and as I was walking home, he says, I started to run a little bit more, run a little bit more, because the mere thought of to be mekayim in the midst of Ner Chanukah was so gewaldic to me. He said, I couldn't help, but I just, mamash, I was running in midst, I just ran to the midst of Ner Chanukah, couldn't help it. So I had to be ma'ariv them to understand the beauty of what it is in Ner Mitzvah. And if you take a look at this ma'isa, it's mamash fits the bill of what happened with Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, he came after 14 years in the Beis Medrash, he came and he davened Ma'ariv. He davened Ma'ariv and he has such a geshmak of Ma'ariv. It says, Vayisa Yaakov Raglov. He didn't even have to move his legs. It says, Chazal said that his legs just picked up and they ran. And really because mitzvah of davening more than anyone, I mean, this is not for now, of course, it's a beautiful taich on this. Tefillah is the mitzvah of all mitzvahs, but that it brings out the idea that really what I want is to do the Ratzon Hashem. that it brings out the pnimius of every single mitzvah. That really it's not that there's tefillah and Torah and tzedakah. Everything is just one. It's called Ratzon Hashem. And when a Jew davens, and the reason why when he comes out of Shachar and he does so many mitzvahs, halavai, he should be a mitzvah person who's running and he sees mitzvah goberes mitzvah all over the place. It's because mitzvah of davening has a way of bringing out that what I really want to do is the Ratzon Hashem. That's why davening is so sweet. The Gemara says, halavai, she's follow adam kol ayoyim. It's so sweet. But it comes from the perspective that we see every mitzvah as being what? Ratzon Hashem. And with that perspective, that we'll have that hislavas, not just for davening, not just for Ner Chanukah, which is really the symbol of this inyan, the Ner Mitzvah, the Torah Or, that every single mitzvah is just another inyan of Ratzon Hashem, which brings the Jew to be Mitzvah Ha'ilach, but to go from mitzvah to mitzvah, Mechayel Ochayel, should be Zeichet to be time that time of Chayel Mitzvah in this world, and it's as Ner Chanukah Balin Eletayva, should be Zeichet to go Mechayel Ochayel the entire year, to be Zeichet to that ultimate time where we see manifest in every Jew that godliness of Yaakov, Shekhar Kodesh Baruch Hu El, but be as Goyal Tzadik, Me'avinu Amen.